All right, well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's our Tuesday night training call. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and I heard people calling in from my state of Colorado, California, Hawaii, Louisiana, Maryland, Washington, Illinois, Virginia, Texas, Oregon, Washington, Florida, Pennsylvania, Texas, Iowa, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Kansas, all over. North, south, east, west, so glad that you're listening in. It's a special call tonight. Every once in a while, I'll invite one of my Crown friends on to share some good information. Tonight, we got a double dose of Crown. We got two-star Crown Sarah Rylander, as well as Crown Piolani Schneider. So it's going to be a really fun call. I'm glad that you're listening in. There's going to be a ton of value and good information. So I'm going to try to keep our announcements on the shorter side here, and but glad that you're listening in on the leading edge. That's what tonight's call is going to be about. And at the end of the call, we're going to be announcing another winner of a free convention ticket, really a refunded ticket. You got to already have purchased your ticket. You got to be committed to going big to get your ticket for free. But last week's winner, Sherry Bueno, was featured on today's email blast. And Amy Benner-Handy is going to be leading tomorrow night's live streaming party. So David Sandoval is going to be heading out to Europe, unavailable, but you can join Amy. She's going to be talking a little bit about some of her favorite products. It's going to be a really fun LSP, an opportunity for you to win some free products. And speaking of winning, we also featured in our email blast today Fred Gingrich. Fred was our February winner of the USA Dream Trip, so he has the opportunity to go to Vegas or Vail, Colorado, or San Diego, or Orlando. We had four different trips that the winners could choose, and we've got one last contest. So for those of you who started your 100-day reset in March, make sure that you go back to transformationenrollment.com and re-enter your information, re-enter your photos, and make sure that you're fully qualified. So Fred had a great story. He lost 56 pounds over the course of his 100 days, so very inspiring. And it's not a weight loss contest. It's just a 100-day consistency contest, although we do find that people who are consistent with their weight loss efforts over 100 days, especially if they're consuming our Adiponectin-rich reset pack, there's a real opportunity to lose a bunch of weight. So lots of good things going on. Of course, the biggest story is our convention coming up, only 45 days away. I've been living in the future, living in convention world, focused on our new products. We're going to be introducing five new products, our new technology platform, our new business model, lots of great tools that we're going to be introducing. So I don't know. All I can say is it's going to be fun. We're going to be taking this business to the next level. The amount of new programs, products, and additions will be the biggest set of upgrades that we've had in the past 4 years. So we've been one of the fastest growing companies in the United States in 2013, 14, and 2015. Hoping to hear back from Inc. Magazine shortly as far as our numbers for 2016. But pretty sure that we'll be on that list for a fourth year in a row. And with that said, we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started, and big things are on the horizon coming out of convention. And it's a kind of a perfect lead-in into our training tonight, which is being on the leading edge. And being on the leading edge means a lot of things. And I met David Sandoval back in the year 2000, so 17 years ago now. And Dave was talking about the same things 17 years ago that he's talking about today. He was talking about artificial colors and flavors and sweeteners and binders and fillers and hormones. He was talking about pesticides and irradiated ingredients and genetically modified ingredients. And most people didn't know what a GMO was, but because Dave is so focused on plant-based technology, he really was ahead of his time. He helped to really found the organic movement, helped to forward the raw food movement. So we've been on the leading edge product-wise for, since the company was founded, and superfood nutrition is in our DNA. But, you know, it goes beyond that now. You know, the Purium movement and mission with the Million Mom movement that Amy has brought to the table, and the environmental issues that Dave is always passionate about. And if you go up to Dave's place at the Native Springs Oasis, you'll really see, you know, what that means and, you know, how he lives that lifestyle. So, you know, the leading edge is fun. It's scary. It's interesting. It's exciting. And, you know, you're able to attract a really, really innovative people. And those innovative people then ultimately will attract the masses. And so I've got two really innovative people on the line with me tonight, Two Star Crown and Millennial Advisory Council member Sarah Rhinelander. So we'll start with Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the call. And thanks so much for being on the leading edge and being on the leading edge call.
Thank you, David. I'm really grateful to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, as I was describing, you know, the leading edge of what Purium represents, I know that you've been an amazing brand ambassador to this company since the moment you joined. You know, tell me, you know, some of the things that you see in the Purium culture and community that you think are really important that help to drive your passion for the business. Because you're do such a great job of communicating that.
Yeah, thank you. So, well, you know, just as you were describing, the culture of our community is really based on the foundation of this company. And, you know, Dave and Amy began this journey on the leading edge of health and wellness and really planetary wellness over 25 years ago. And have built the bedrock and foundation of everything that we do around this mission of bringing healing into people's bodies and bringing healing into the earth. And I love how our company culture and our team cultures really mirror that we are here coming together to bring healing into our own bodies and supporting healing on a deeper level in our community, meaning not just physically, but also emotionally and financially, because there's so, I mean, from my perspective in the world that we live in now, people are suffering as much from financial stress and worry as they are from sometimes even the food that they're eating in terms of the impact that it's having on their bodies. So when we can take this two-pronged approach of really this healing vision to bring wellness not only into people's bodies, but also into their financial realm, that we are supporting tremendous tremendous transformation on our planet. And we're also supporting, we're putting money into hands that are now informed and reset to be able to make better spending choices and to purchase things that are also going to be moving us forward in a healing direction rather than a destruction direction, which, you know, I feel like we can look around and just see there's that things that were working or seemed to be working 50 years ago are now completely crumbling, and there's a whole new paradigm that's coming out of that. And I'm really grateful and proud to be working with this company that is so committed to bringing about a positive paradigm on every level.
Well, that was really well said. I love the idea of planetary healing as well as individual healing and how those things kind of mirror each other. And I think it's interesting that, you know, that you jumped over to the issue of financial stress and worry, and there's no question that stress can be a killer. As you talk with people and, you know, learn a little bit about, you know, the stresses that they have in their lives and how you paint a vision for the potential for financial transformation and what this company needs from an entrepreneurial standpoint. What are some things that come up in those conversations and how do you share that part of being on the leading edge?
Well, it's interesting that a lot of times when I'm sharing with someone about Purium or opening that conversation, I'll open it or I'll ask them questions really based on, like, if money was no object, if you had an unlimited budget, what would you be doing right now? And it's very interesting how many times I ask that question and I'm met with silence. Because so many people now, I feel like they don't have the space to dream in their lives. that we're so focused on what we have to do just to survive, that our skills and our gifts aren't coming through. There's no space for that because it's like the survival, you know, 99% of the people really in the world are just trying to survive on all these different levels. So when I start to open that conversation and really create that space for someone to go into that dreaming, it's beautiful to see what can come forward. And really, like, someone's personal leading edge might actually unfold for them for the first time since they were a kid, you know, when they actually can put their imagination to work and see, well, if I could be doing anything, what would I be doing? And so that's a really beautiful tool that I love to use and to really support people and empower people to actually make decisions based on what they want rather than what they think they can get. And I feel like that's just such a huge gift that we have here with this model, that really we can empower anybody who's willing to put their time and effort and make a decision around this to begin to get to where they want to be, not just in that survival mode.
Well, you know, you use some really fantastic language there, talking about, you know, empowering people, giving them a gift, you know, these beautiful conversations and the space to dream. You know, we live in this immediate instant gratification world. I was, you know, with my son, 16 years old, you know, talking to him, and, you know, his text message, you know, beep goes off, and it's really hard for him to stay focused on anything other than, you know, getting back to that person right at this second. And, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, just giving somebody that gift of space and honoring them, what comes out of that. So I appreciate you sharing that tonight and doing that on a continual basis. So when you think about the leading edge on a business standpoint, you know, you're having these conversations with people, you know, how do you look at it from a business perspective? You know, you've got thousands and thousands of people on your team. How are you constantly expanding kind of the leading edge of your business?
Well, I'm always personally looking in my team for the newest and most excited people. Who have seen the vision, who have made that decision, who have, you know, put their energy into actually purchasing their package, getting started, and who have that burst of energy that they're just coming through. And these people can be, you know, people that I've personally enrolled, or they can be anywhere in my business, in my team, like even sometimes, you know, out of my own pay line, meaning that I'll work with people sometimes who are deep within my organization who I'm not getting paid on, because I see their excitement and I see their inspiration and their desire and their willingness to work and to do, you know, to really make changes and to move forward in a beautiful way. So I definitely, when I'm strategizing or looking at my own back office, and, you know, like you said, I have thousands of people that I could be spending, you know, I only have so much time in the day. Everybody has the same amount of time in the day. And so when I'm looking to see how to most effectively use my time, I go straight for the people who are really excited and who are starting to activate, and I support them and their upline to create that pattern right away, to create that duplication so that they're activating with the skill set and the tools that they need in order to be successful. So the leading edge, you know, I actually have just kind of almost like relaunched my own business recently, where I have quite a few new excited people who are direct to me. And it's been really fun to dive back into this process of bringing up new leaders in my own front line, while at the same time, you know, supporting new leadership. And really for me, that's what it is. It's looking in my team and seeing who are the up-and-coming leaders, who are the people that can actually magnify and increase the energy that I give them, so that they can touch more lives and they can really grow their own business and be able to work and support many, many other people. So that's how I view the leading edge in my own like back office is really, you know, who can I work with, who can I find within my team, wherever they may be, that when I give them my energy, they're going to really amplify that and take that energy and grow with it and become a leader in their own right, so that they can then begin to raise up other leaders. And that's really, that's my strategy for duplication and for creating ultimately like a residual income stream that's passive, like making myself obsolete by helping other people become leaders.
Nice. Well, you know, you had a great example of that in the month of March, being out of the country and rank advancing. And, you know, so obviously you're doing a lot right as far as finding the right people and finding people who, as you say, magnify your energy. And so for those of you who don't have a big team, those of you who are the leading edge, who are brand new, just joining, just getting rolling, excited about what's about to happen, you know, understand, you know, the opposite way, which is this is what leaders like Sarah and like Piolani are going to be looking for, is they're looking for people who are excited, that are willing to make changes, that are willing to, as Sarah said, magnify the energy that they put into you by, you know, by your following through and by you, you know, contacting new people and expanding the business and expanding that leading edge. So, Sarah, thanks for sharing, you know, some of your philosophy around, you know, the movement, as well as some of the practical side of how you build a business and how you look at the leading edge of your business. So appreciate that.
Thanks, David. I appreciate being on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, just recently I was on a Zoom call with Piolani Schneider. She's at Crown, and, you know, she had a couple of teams on there. She has a, you know, a team in Texas. She's got a team in New England, and you know, Piolani lives in Hawaii. So, you know, I think it's a great testament to understanding the power of the leading edge and understanding that, you know, geographically, it's great to build close. It's great to build with people that you know really close by. But, hey, there are 330 million people across the United States. So there's a lot of new markets, new opportunities, new people to connect with. And so, Piolani, I'm so glad you could be on the line today, because I know you're working on the leading edge of your business every day. So thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me, David.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, just piggybacking on to where we left off with Sarah, you know, like I said, I know you've got a couple of teams growing, you know, one in Texas, one in New England, and, you know, you're really working with the leading edge of your business. You know, so what are some of the things that you look for as you start to identify leaders and help people to be successful, especially new teams?
Well, it's interesting. It was really interesting listening to Sarah and you speaking, and I want to kind of bounce off of what you said about finding the influencers, what you guys were talking about, because I really feel that leaders are not born, they're built. And by us working on ourselves and becoming that leader that we want to follow, we'll start attracting. And I really feel that Dave and Amy and you have given us this this gift of being able to influence our community. And so with that said, you mentioned Rhode Island. I actually have been working on me, and I've been working on being a positive attraction. I've been working on giving positive energy and being passionate about what I'm doing and really convicted. And because of that, and it really attracted this beautiful nurse consultant from Rhode Island when she was on vacation here in Hawaii. And that kind of energy is just super attractive. And so this we have this choice of influencing, and we can either be a positive or negative influence. And what we're saying on social media, for example, can influence a community, you know, one way or the other. And when we think small, we just serve no one. And when we can recognize our own importance, and we can then start attracting those people who want to be around that energy, and then they then in turn can trust and take that action. So when I look at this whole leading edge thing, you know, this whole it's all about the mindset. It's about also leveraging this amazing system that we have and not taking that for granted, you know.
Well,
are you there?
I love what you said about influencers, but I love what you said even more about yourself, and that, you know, if you want to attract influencers, that positive, passionate energy and the choice that you make every day about, you know, how you communicate and what you want to bring into the world and bring into your life will, you know, attract the more positive, high-level, optimistic people. And so, you know, the two go hand in hand. And so I certainly have seen, you've always been a positive person in my life, but I've seen another level from you here over the last few months, and it's noticeable, and it's exciting, and you know, when you feel, you know, so when you feel good and you put out that positive energy, it comes back too. So tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of how you bounce off of this new energy and how it, you know, also motivates you as a leader when you, you know, see new, exciting, energized people and what that does for you as well as what you're doing for them.
Well, I think it's an awareness. It's an awareness when we really stop to think about our own existence and how that affects the next person next to us. When we really are aware of that, then we can start leading by example. We can start doing things with a responsible intention. And then that's why when I talk about leveraging the system, there's a responsibility to that. You know, when we're coming into this, and like Sarah was saying, and she's opening up, you know, the dream space and allowing people to tap into their dream space, what do they do after that is this system is in place to allow then those dreams to become reality. But if we're not tapping into and leveraging the system, we're influencing people to not tap in and leverage the system. And when we do that, that's not serving them at all, because the people who leverage the tools and leverage the system are actually getting things done.
It's a really powerful concept, Yolani, that both you and Sarah shared, which is probably hard for people to get their head around, and it's even a little hard for me to get, you know, my head around. It is that you're asking these profound questions, you're helping to inspire and be a big part of getting people started, but then yet you're willing to let the system take over and to kind of disappear a bit. So it seems like, you know, and maybe you tell me if this is the right assumption, is that it sounds like you're spending more time, more energy, more focus than most people could even imagine with a great new influencer, and yet once they start to spread their wings, you're being careful to kind of let them go.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And because everyone has their own geniuses they bring to the table. So that's the other thing that I kind of do when I have identified that influencer is now becoming the accountability partner, you know, and really allowing that influencer to tap into their own genius, to tap into the and leverage the system themselves the way they know how, you know. But if the only way that we could do that is by doing it ourselves first, by being that leader first, by leading by example, so that that next influencer can come up and do it their great way by leading by example. So I have constant weekly Zooms with, like, my leader, Lori, for example, in Rhode Island. One of the things that she said to me was, and this is, I think, like you said, you've noticed it in the past couple months, David, it's because I've become so much more aware of I can either influence in a negative way or in a positive way. For example, Lori had mentioned something about sometimes she's faced with something and she'll go, what would PE do? And that statement is deep. It's so deep because it's not just a huge compliment, but it humbles me and reminds me of the importance of leading by example myself. because that goes back to just how am I influencing, and it's full circle because it reminds me that what we're doing can help people or what we're doing can hurt people. And so it's just, it's like, you're right. It's like once I start going, I humble myself to the system, because without the system, without the team, without our different colors and all of us working together as one, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And so I just really, truly feel that leveraging the tools is just this huge responsibility that we have. It's simple, it's easy, but it's very responsible to make sure we're leveraging.
Well, you know, you had used the term responsibility earlier in the call, and I think that that's a really important concept, is that when you bring somebody into the business, you have a responsibility to that person to get them started right, and it really feels as though that responsibility, you know, you and Sarah take at a deep level. And that's what allows you to pour so much into these new people, which allows them to expand so quickly. So I think that's the big insight that I take away. There was a lot of great ideas on this call, but that's definitely one that I take away from this call. So thanks for sharing that, Pilani.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, cool. Well, let me give away a big convention ticket. And then we'll roll out into the night. Tomorrow is an LSP with Amy Venner Handy. And actually, tomorrow night also, there's going to be a first ever men's mastermind call led by Riyadh Handy. So take a look at your email blast. It's 1 hour later than our normal call, so it'll be at 7 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow night. But 6 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow night, normal time, LSP with Amy Venner Handy. So I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. If you hear your name, then all you need to do is hit *1, and you are going to convention for free. All right. Well, the winner for tonight's free convention ticket, if she's on the line, she's a director from Florida, and her name is Carol Withers. Carol, *1. And you can be going to the – you're already going to the big convention. You be going for free. Carol Withers, you on the line? You got to be on the line to be a winner. All right, I got another winner. If Carol's not on, *1, Giuseppe Chiaccaro. Giuseppe, he's a director from Florida. I think he goes by Juice. Giuseppe, are you on the line? *1. All right, my winners are not on the line here tonight. *1, *1, Giuseppe. All right, I'm going to try one more person. You had to enroll 2 people last week. It's great to know that our crowns are enrolling folks, too. I just got off a Zoom call with her. I hope she jumped over to this call. She's a 2-star crown from New Jersey, Rachel Orton. *1, Rachel, if you're on the line. All right, going once, going twice. Carol Withers, Giuseppe. Or Rachel Orton. All right, looks like I did not give away a convention ticket tonight, but tomorrow night we'll be giving away 2 tickets to the Diamond Training with Eric Worre. So please join us tomorrow night on Amy's LSP and conference call. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line tonight. Thanks so much to Sarah and Pialani. Fantastic job on the training. Hope everybody got a lot of value. I know I did. And we will catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.